Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 5:21 p.m. stock markets were mixed. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was up 101.48 points to 22,361.78. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 9.13 points to 38,883.67. The NASDAQ was up 69.71 points to 18,169.9. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 7.52 points to 5,209.91. VIX futures are down 0.37 points to 14.98. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 445 points to 39,759.5. The China Seas. I-300 is down 2.92 points to 3,533.49. The DAX in Germany was down 241.28 points to 18,077.69. The CAC 40 in France was down 70.13 points to 8,049.17. The FTSE 100 in London was down 8.58 points to 7,934.79. Commodity markets. Gold is up $20.95 to $2,371.95. Silver is up 47 cents to $28.28. Crude oil is down $1.09 to $85.34. Copper is up 2 cents to $4.30. Natural gas is up $0.04 to $1.88. May corn closed at $4.31 and a quarter. May soybeans closed at $11.74 and a half. May wheat closed at $5.57 and three quarters. The Canadian dollar is 1.3573. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.23. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.58. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.74. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.36. Bitcoin is at $68,976.90. Highlights of today's news. British Columbia gets third credit downgrade in 3 years. Boeing deliveries drop 36% in the first quarter. United States Consumer Price Index released tomorrow. Ontario may soon count student residences as homes to reach housing goal. Bank of Canada expected to hold rates steady tomorrow. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.